Today on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick? Patrick?
Oh, sorry, Jim. I dozed off. I was dreaming about a city on a lake in Wisconsin where the record stores are beautiful and the hipsters stroll around and chicken wings and the national food.
Oh, yeah. You mean Milwaukee. All right, Patrick, one of the best things that we have done in this past year, 2019, hang on, besides
stereo crack,
having some beer, yeah. One of the best things we have done is we started the Patreon.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that was good because people support the show, which is nice, and we so appreciate that, and that allows us to reinvest in the show, which is, you know, our plan.
Important.
And people can do that, support the show by going to patreon.com/suburbspod, and you'll see all the information there. And it also allows us to get some new voices, different voices,
yeah,
diversity of voices on the show, because mm-hmm. one of the levels of patronage allows people to come on the show once every 3 months and pick a topic of their choosing, totally, right?
And they also get a 50-50 split if the company makes money on Zima.
Zima.
So that's where we've invested some of our Patreon money.
Oh, that's how it is?
Yeah, that's right. So if the stock split, you guys make out really well. Yeah, that's right. And I've had a few Zimas.
So anyway, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our new patrons, and then we're going to have one of these patron episodes right here. So first of all, the show that we do is called Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we should mention a couple of new patrons, because the first thing you
that's
get
excellent
if
news,
you
Jim.
If you support us at any level, you get a shout out. So here's a couple of new patrons. One of them is somebody you've heard on the show before and has been a friend of ours for a few years now. That would be Jesse Jackson.
Ah!
Not the Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas, who does a podcast called Set Listing Bruce. And we always appreciate his contribution.
Jesse Jackson.
He is the Jesse Jackson. Yeah. Good man. And then also, we got a new patron here named Andy Aldridge.
Oh, sweet.
Do you know Andy?
Is he Letitia's brother from The Social Club, or is that somebody different?
Hang on, I gotta look this.
Oh, wait, that's Downton Abbey. Never mind.
What is with your Downton Abbey thing lately?
I like that show.
Okay. Well, that's good. So Andy also runs a Twitter account called A Head Full of Wishes for fans of Galaxy 500.
Mm-hmm.
And according to his account, he's working on or about to release some kind of book and a tribute album where people are recording Galaxy 500 songs.
Well,
so if I have that wrong, Andy,
I haven't
please
heard
correct me. But
from him, nor has my band. So first of all, I think that information is probably not, if it is accurate, you know, in good taste. But two, he's actually supporting our show.
He is.
Hmm.
He is. So thank you for your support, Andy Aldridge. We appreciate
it.
And if I have any of this wrong, please let me know. He's in London, by the way.
Okay. Has he heard Wingtip Sloat's version of Tugboat? Maybe not. But
we'll get him a copy of that
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's not released or anything.
And whatever you're doing, Andy, if it's cool, let us know, and we'll talk to you about
it on the show.
I think that'd be great.
Thank you so much.
We definitely love Galaxy 500. So okay, all right, let's get to the patron episode proper here. We have with us via FaceTime, we have Keith Jacobson. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Jim, and hello, Patrick.
Hello, Keith. What'd you just crack, man? I heard like a nice crack on your end. Cracking a beer.
Oh, I'm not cracking anything tonight. I've got an early flight tomorrow morning, Patrick.
All right.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that was just the echoes in my head.
Must be. So,
Keith told me that he is about to travel to Seattle.
What?
Tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. But you are calling from Michigan, right?
I am in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right, where we are huge.
The number one market for Rockin' the Suburbs.
It is.
We are locally huge there. How do you explain that, Keith? Can you say as a native resident why that is?
Well, the billboards help.
Yep. It was a micro buy, but we went there.
Yeah, it proves that they're effective. So I think you should continue with the rollout.
Okay.
Falls Church being the next location, probably.
We have another $33 in the budget.
So, Keith, I want to ask you a quick question because we're in the height of football season here. Do you have a college football team there in Michigan?
Well, you know, it's rivalry week here in Michigan, Michigan and Michigan State. And I really don't care who wins that game because my team is Western Michigan University. Whoa. So
Broncos. Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. They were in the Cotton Bowl a few years ago, if you recall that. PJ Fleck, and then PJ rode the boat over to Minnesota, where he is doing great things over there this year with them too. So
yes,
it's just a matter of time till he. I think he'll be the coach of Alabama next. You heard it here first. So. Hmm.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Is he the guy that Latrell Sprewell choked with?
No, but that's a good guess. That was PJ Carlissimo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
But
hey, since we're talking sports too, and you, I know you guys do this sometimes at the beginning of the episode, and I'm not really sure when this episode will end up airing.
Oh,
but
we don't know either.
I can assure you that the Detroit Lions will have not won the Super Bowl yet. So whenever this airs.
That's a good bet.
That's a really good bet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we should say a quick shout out to Matthew Stafford. The dude started like 219 consecutive NFL games without an injury and just recently broke that streak.
Yeah.
And now he broke his back.
What did it take for him to miss a start? Yeah. A broken back.
Yeah.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the topic at hand. Should we do that now?
Yep.
So,
yes.
Keith, you get to pick the music topic. What would you like to talk about today?
So I wanted to talk to you guys about a rock and roll road trip that I took. It's not really a road trip. I was traveling for business, but I turned it into a little bit of a rock and roll road trip to Austin, Texas. So I visited Austin back in August, and I had a choice. I could have stayed in Austin or San Antonio. Well, being the music lover, I chose Austin as the place to stay and kind of do my business from there. So I spent 2 days in Austin. I did do some work, of course. That was my first priority. But I also did get to check out some music while I was there and then do a tour of the Moody Theater where they shoot Austin City Limits. So I thought I would talk about that first a little bit of Austin City Limits because it's the longest running music program in TV history on PBS. So it dates back to 1974. Do you guys know who the first artist was on Austin City Limits?
Yes, Kiss.
Yes, you're right, Patrick. No, actually not. I don't believe they've appeared.
If I were...
God damn it.
If I were to guess, I don't know this. If I were to guess, I would say Willie Nelson?
You are correct.
Ah, okay. So nice guess, Jim.
He was at the for the pilot episode that they filmed back in 1974, and apparently that episode aired once, and that was it because the audio and the video was so bad. So, but it was good enough that they decided to move forward with the show, and now they're entering into their 45th season.
I know.
On PBS. So it's amazing.
It is amazing, and it's an amazing show, and I love it. I have watched many episodes of Austin City Limits over the years,
and
now that I'm a PBS Passport subscriber, I can go in and watch older episodes, too. They don't have, I think I misspoke about this before, they don't have, like, every episode ever. There's probably a lot of rights issues around a lot of the stuff they didn't lock up. But they do have, you know, assorted episodes from over the full run of the show. So that's really great. I even have some Austin City Limits like CDs, you know.
Oh, nice.
You know, I have a Nico Case one.
Maybe I've seen that.
I have a Willie Nelson one. I have a Johnny Cash one. So yeah, it's a tremendous show, isn't it?
It really is. It's really an institution, I guess, when it comes to music. So, and like I said, now 45 seasons. So the first 36 seasons were shot at a studio on the campus of the University of Texas, Studio 6A.
That's right.
And then they moved over to the Moody Theater in 2011. Quick note of trivia here. Steve Miller, not Willie Nelson, was the first one to play at the Moody Theater, actually.
Okay. So, oh, wow. All right.
But But one of the things that from when you take this tour, so it's every weekday, I think, and I think it was at 11 o'clock in the morning. You meet outside. The address of the Moody Theater is 310 Willie Nelson Boulevard.
He has his own street.
Yep, it is. And for the tour, you meet at the Willie Nelson statue, which is outside the theater. And this was kind of a funny fact that I thought I'd share. The statue was dedicated on April 20th, 2012, at 4:20 p.m. I'm pretty sure that was a coincidence, but that they've noted that.
Well, it just happened that way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and talking about Willie, he has appeared the most times on Austin City Limits. Right. He's been on 15 times.
Don't see why you don't stay a little longer, and you ought to see my blue-eyed Sally. Lives way down on Shinbone Alley, and the number on the gate and the number on the door. The next house over is a grocery store, and you gotta stay all night. And stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat and throw it in a corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Lyle Lovett is second with 13 appearances, and we'll get to Lyle a little bit later because I did get to catch him in concert at the Moody Theater. Mm. And Asleep at the Wheel is third with 11 appearances. Nice. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Love that band.
So one of the really cool things, and as you guys have seen it, you kind of see the building and you kind of go up these stairs to go up to it, and they've got up on the wall – sort of a list of who's appeared the most times, and they have these guitars, and I guess they're actual guitars that they've built, and the fretboards are longer. So Willie has the longest one, and it's nice. Huge. It's on there with, you know, 15 on there, and then Lyle is 13, and so it's just really cool visually. So, oh, one other fun fact I meant to tell you was when after the pilot episode, when they got their sponsor, it was Lone Star Brewing Company was
nice.
was who they secured as their sponsor. Right. And then the show started airing in 1976. So so the tour, you kind of go behind the scenes. The theater is really amazing. You know, they built it new, like I said, in 2011. So they obviously built it for the television show. To accommodate the filming of that, and they've got like a camera that's on a track that goes around, which is very cool. I mean, they built it thinking they were going to have a TV show, of course, which they already had, but they also built it to be a top-notch, you know, theater with great acoustics, great sight lines. Every seat in the theater is at a max of 75 feet away from the stage, so you're really on top of the artist no matter where you sit.
Wow.
And I think it holds 2,000 people.
That was my next question. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But when they film the TV show there, they make it much more intimate and they kind of squeeze that in. So they can really reconfigure the room for depending on what they have going on there.
Right.
So,
right.
So check that out. And then you go backstage, which is really kind of the very cool part to visit. And you go first through the poster lounge. And so they have the posters up. They started doing it a few years back where they have a poster now for everybody that's on the show. So you see those in the lounge, kind of an area for the artists to hang out. And then you go back a little bit further and you'll see kind of this leather couch area. And you guys have seen it on the show. It's where Terry Lacona, who's the host now, I think he's the producer. That's where he interviews the artists that you always see at the end of the episode there. So, A funny story that they told me was something that happened years ago. Flaco Jimenez, I believe I'm saying his name right.
Yeah.
He's one that's been on, I think, six times. Apparently, he was filming an episode right around the start of the Gulf War, and the day the Gulf War started. And I guess he ended up staying in his hotel room watching TV coverage. He just figured they had canceled the taping, but they hadn't canceled the taping.
That's crazy. So yeah.
They had to go track him down, apparently. Right. Yes. So,
and weirdly enough, he was choked by PJ Carlissimo in the same hotel room. No, I'm just
Are you
kidding.
Sure it wasn't PJ Fleck?
Oh, that's right. PJ Fleck.
Yeah. So, everywhere you go through kind of the whole backstage and through the whole building, I mean, it's just full of rock art. You
Sounds
know, I mean,
amazing, Keith. It really does, man.
It really is. And I recommend it to any of the listeners that are making a trip down to Austin, fit it in, because it really was a very cool thing. So,
it sounds amazing. We should have done that, Jim, while we could have put it on someone else's credit card. And Keith, let me ask you, what did they charge you to get in? What was the tour?
I think it was $12.
Oh, wow. That's
Patrick.
Great. That sounds well worth it, man. I would have
really
gone twice. Yeah.
So, the other thing about it was that they have upstairs, they have these two galleries in there. And so Scott Nelson is the photographer that you've seen his photography on the show. He's the one that he documents the show, and they've put out a few different books that are out there about his prints. So, I think he's been photographing the show since the third season. So, I mean, just an amazing history of all music. You know, I say rock music, but really Austin City Limits, the secret sauce to it is that it is a very diverse range of music. It is not just rock. Of course, it started as country, but it has world, rock, country, folk. I mean, just about every type of music, so... except for EDM. I don't think there's been an EDM artist on there yet. So, and then the other gallery, which was really cool, was, are you guys familiar with Jim Marshall?
Of Marshall Amps?
No, he's not of Marshall Amps.
Oh,
but
Jim
he
Marshall
is,
who picked the fumble up and ran the wrong way for the Vikings.
Is that it?
Yeah. No, not him either. So,
is it the Marshall Tucker Band?
Oh, that's right. Marshall Tucker Band.
No, not him either. So,
wait a minute. Jim, my high school was Marshall High School. Let's go, Statesman.
That's it. So, no, Jim Marshall is really, and I wasn't familiar with, you will know his photos when you see him, but I wasn't familiar with his name before I went there, but he's really one of rock's most kind of accomplished photographers, especially in the 60s and the 70s. He was the chief photographer of Woodstock.
Jim Marshall. Yeah,
that guy. Yeah. So a great gallery of all of his work is there. And there are two pictures that I heard the stories behind, which I had never heard before, which I thought were really cool. One was he shot the Allman Brothers. It's the cover of the Live at the Fillmore East, the classic album.
When they're sitting on the amps and all that. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you can recall, they're all kind of laughing.
Yeah.
And the story goes that they really didn't like to have their photos taken. They were kind of not too excited about this photo shoot. And Dwayne, I guess, saw one of his dealer buddies walking by. And so he apparently went up and he grabbed the stash from him and came back. And that's why everybody's kind of laughing, because that had just gone down. And that's what he captured in that moment.
Smiling. That's amazing. And also Almost Famous, you know, they copped that photo, you know, where they had the band sitting there. Stillwater. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. So that wasn't Jim Marshall in Almost Famous.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then there's a picture of Jimi Hendrix at Monterey. Remember when he burned his guitar?
Yeah.
And this apparently was, I guess, Hendrix tipped Jim Marshall off to it. And so Jimi Hendrix, you guys know his full name?
Yeah, no, I don't.
James Marshall Hendrix.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Behind him is a Marshall amp, and he's being shot by Jim Marshall.
Wow.
So there was something there. But anyway, I mean, So again, just this amazing gallery of his work. And since I went there and saw it, he actually just came out with a brand new book of, he's deceased now, but there's a brand new book of his work that came out called Show Me the Picture.
Oh, wow. So
as the listeners are coming up with their Christmas lists, it might be one.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Put on there. So it was really cool. Like I said, I really highly recommend it. There's a lot more that I'm sure I'm omitting for time's sake, mm-hmm. and But I highly recommend it for those that visit Austin. So, or Mike Wagner, he could run over there.
Just pop up, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
they have Reckenbachers.
Yes, that's right. So I did, of course, going to Austin. I do want to give a shout out. I got some barbecue, and I tried two different types of barbecue. I went to Stubbs Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't recommend it. I went to Cooper's Barbecue, and I highly recommend that. Yes, so that's right in downtown Austin. So now Stubbs, I caught a show there, and I'm sure you guys know of Stubbs.
Yep.
Sure you see their sauce in the grocery store.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, Stubbs is one of my favorite live albums was recorded, which is Ween's live at Stubbs. So they have an album. There's two venues at Stubbs. There's the basement, which is a real intimate venue, and then there's an outside kind of amphitheater that they have. So I caught Particle Kid, which is Willie Nelson's son, Micah Nelson.
Yeah. What?
He put on a show in the basement.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah. Did you say how did I know about
no,
it?
No, I said I didn't know about this, but okay. How did you know about it is an even better question, Keith.
Thank goodness for the internet. That's how I found out.
Oh, nice.
So,
so what'd you do? Like Google like cool shows in Austin tonight, or how did you find
it? Yeah, exactly. Cool shows in Austin.
Right. So.
Actually, there's an app, Bands in Town, which is a great app. So, especially when I'm traveling, I like to find shows there. So, so Micah, this is his own solo project. You also probably know him that he plays with Promise of the Real in Neil Young's backing band.
Yep.
I had a hard time of how to describe Particle Kid's music, and I saw it described as psychedelic or future folk. And
nice.
I think that's kind of a good description of it. And then I read an interview about this song that he played from his new album, Stroboscopic Light, and he described it as an abstract portrait of an extraterrestrial detective sent to Earth to investigate just what the hell happened to the Earth. Pretty trippy, huh? So I think maybe you get the gist of that, but yeah. he was really entertaining. He had a band that was playing with him, and I wasn't familiar with his music at all, but of course when you have the pedigree of the Nelson name, you know that there's a lot of talent there.
Yeah,
so.
Everything you're saying sounds like the most Austin thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You know, Willie Nelson's kid in a future folk project, right?
It was yes. Very. Is it Keep It Weird? I think they say Austin.
That's right. Totally.
They might have.
Definitely weird. So anyway, I would check out some Particle Kid. I'm gonna say the new album is Window Rock. I'm unprepared on that. I should have known that. Yeah, Window Rock. So
there you go.
That's his latest album. Just came out. So then my second night, I mentioned it earlier. I caught Lyle Lovett and his large band at the Moody Theater. Lyle, I've seen him a few times, and he's really a special artist, I think. You know, he sort of crosses a lot of genres.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think of him as country, but he's got rock, big band jazz, I mean, even acoustic. So,
yeah. And you know what, Keith? I'm really glad you mentioned that because didn't know you saw him, but I think your description is right. And I'll tell you who I think he reminds me of that I think is really cool is Leon Redbone. Have you ever heard Leon Redbone? So he used to do, like, he's probably most famously known, right, Jim, for, like, being the guy in the Budweiser commercial, like, way back with the white tie. And remember, yeah, he was, like, singing with frogs or something. I don't know. He was singing some sort of deep thing, like, "Bud, this bud's for you." He was, like, in a New Orleans cafe. But he's kind of like Lyle, switches genres and he blends all this stuff together. I think he's really cool, man. You know, and Lyle's kind of a chill dude, right? He's super Lyle chill, just like Leon Redbone. Yeah, exactly. Lyle's so damn chill. You don't know if he's awake or asleep some of the time.
Maybe he should do some Budweiser commercials.
That's what I'm saying, man. Let's talk about this.
So I think we talk about Lyle, but then also with his large band. I mean, it's, yeah, I think he has over a dozen players.
And that's what brings it to, you know, back to me, Keith, because I saw him at Wolf Trap, Jim.
Yeah, I love he plays it.
And
a lot.
And it's like so great. I mean, he can bring guys on and off and he's playing all these great styles. It's amazing, Keith, right? That he has the ability to bring those great players in and shape his music. It's almost like Duke Ellington, man. He's like a composer now. You know,
all those players are with them are super accomplished on their own.
And he's like directing all that. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they played for 3 hours.
Did they really?
Oh yeah. It was a long night, which was great. I'm not complaining. Of course,
when I say long night. Yeah. Was there an intermission?
No intermission. Now, of course he,
first set, second set. Come on, man.
At times they would step off, some members would step off the stage and leave it to the other members of the large band. Right. So they could get a little bit of a break in there, but 3 hours straight, really. So, and I will really call out, and you guys have seen him, so you know, but Francine Reed that sings with him.
Yep.
She is just amazing. Her version of "While Women Don't Get the Blues." I mean, you have to have a smile on your face after hearing her sing that. So, and then I thought, too, he had a guitar player, Keith Sewell, I thought was really good, a fellow Keith. So, of course, I'm going to give him props. And then he had Jake Beulah on fiddle that I thought was really impressive. So, and then it wouldn't be a show, I guess, in Austin without having some special guests. So Charlie Sexton came on.
No way. He's still alive.
he's still alive. He came on. He played a couple of songs. And then one of the funniest things really of the night was that even Lyle's bus driver played in the band that night.
He played
piano. So they were playing two nights in a row in Austin. So I guess normally the bus driver would be sleeping during the show, but because they were staying over, he didn't have to. So he came out and he was a really accomplished piano player. Wow. So yeah. So it was just a great night. I mean, it's very entertaining. I will say one of the other things was a highlight. This new song that he played, I wasn't familiar with, but I think his sentiment is spot on. It's "Pants is Overrated." So, and the other funny thing too about it, that basically he called it for him and his band. It's their summer vacation. So they spend their summers together. They go on tour, like you guys said, Wolf Trap, and they play here at Frederick Meyer Gardens every summer. He's here, so it's basically their summer camp, their summer vacation. So really, you know, again, If Lyle comes to town anywhere, I really highly recommend it. I think that was my fourth or fifth time seeing
him. He's great. He really is great. And, you know, Jim, it reminds me of the idea we had for our summer, you know, series where we go out every year and we just take our podcast to big summer venues, the sheds, right? We get 30 to 40,000. And then we just do our, you know, interpretation of comedy. We do, you know, each show, I guess, each summer becomes a different genre of music. Like, we can riff on anybody.
Yes.
You know? We'll start with, like, I don't know, LL Cool J, and we'll do a whole show on that. Something
All right.
like that, yeah.
Is that first show going to be in Grand Rapids? Because you're huge here.
Yeah, so, that's where we open, Grand Rapids. What's the big shed out there, Keith? It's Chrysler Center.
Frederick Meyer Gardens.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm banned from there. We can't start there.
Too big for that. We can move you to Van Andel Arena.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Van Andel, I don't think I've ever been there, so I'm good there. We could just, you know, we riff on different things.
It'll be huge.
By the way, Keith, I forgot to ask. I can't believe I forgot to ask this, but how is Grand Rapids these days?
Jim, you know, things are grand here.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
Did I do well this time?
Yes, there you go. I want to say something really quick about Stubbs. I want to rewind back to Stubbs. So when Patrick and I went down to South by Southwest a few years ago, along the road trip, we went to Nashville and we stopped off at Third Man Records. And at this point, Ben Blackwell, Third Man Records, told us about Margo Price and said, like, she's going to be huge. Just wait. She's going to be huge.
Like,
and this was
this
like,
this could be the one.
Nobody knew her at this point, right? They were just releasing her record on Third Man.
Right.
And I got a chance to see her perform at Stubbs in the outdoor venue back there, and it was fantastic.
It was amazing, Jim.
Loved it.
Yep.
So that was cool.
You talked to Robin Hilton that night, and I was thrown up in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And then...
Bad barbecue, Patrick?
It wasn't that good.
But even better than the Margo Price show at Stubbs, the better, and you can find this on YouTube. You can Google this and you can find this. I saw Charles Bradley play like a half hour set at Stubbs. And honestly, it was one of the best shows that I have ever seen in my life. It was amazing.
Wow.
That guy just would put it all out there on stage, and it was really fantastic. And you can check this out. You can go, it was from 2016, South by Southwest. You can find that on the internets. And I encourage people to watch that show because it was really, really amazing. So that's my stub story.
Yeah. And Keith,
that's cool.
Let me ask you this. Next time, will you go with San Antonio or will you go back to Austin, man?
I will go to Austin again.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yeah. Yes. I like San Antonio, but they don't quite have the music scene down there.
I've never been there. So it's right on the Rio Grande, right?
It is. They have the nice river walk there. Yes. Yeah.
I remember when Mark Cuban wore that shirt that said, I went to the river walk and I came back with ringworm or something like that.
How is the Rio Grande?
Grand.
There you go.
Oh, wait. Good. Sorry. The Rio Grande.
It's good.
It's just good.
It's all
right. We're grand here in Grand Rapids. Rio Grande, just good.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's try that again.
All right. Keith, this has been fantastic. We love
talking
with you.
Thanks, Jim and Patrick. Yeah, thanks. No, I appreciate all you guys do. You guys, you know, I said it before, but, you know, the community, we all really appreciate it. I mean, where else can I pick on Echo Park Jimmy for his dislike of Wilco?
Hey,
I did think about
that
as my topic for today was Wilco, just despite Echo Park. But I don't remember who said it on there, but somebody suggested just take Jimmy to a Wilco show and he'll be a convert. So that'll be a goal next time I'm out in L.A. and Wilco is there.
There you go.
So
I love that.
So We thank you guys for all you do. We know it's not easy, and we really appreciate all the hard work you guys put into it. So.
Thanks, Keith, and thank you so much for Strictly Disc. I was there with my middle offspring for a week, and it was cold as hell, but I really loved that record store, and they were so nice, man.
It is very cool.
It's such a cool place. I could have been in there for a long time. It was really good. So thank you so much, man.
Any Midwest record store advice you need, just let me know, Patrick.
All right, man.
I've probably been there.
I don't think it's over.
All right. All right. Thanks, Keith. It sounds like a great trip. And I'm with you totally on the Austin City Limits love. Great show. Honestly, and one last thing about that. You mentioned its history and the fact it's the longest running live music show and everything. I mean, has there been there all this time? There really hasn't been anything else like it.
No,
right?
Not at all.
It's been very
idiosyncratic and awesome the whole time. It's unique. Just like Austin.
It's unique in sort of dedicating an hour to live music. Yeah.
And
right?
They got the image of the Capitol in the background. Yeah. You know, it's like, wow, this is cool.
It doesn't happen. I mean, I think of other long running shows that feature music, but they will just have music guests. Like Saturday Night Live would probably be the next thing I would think of, right?
Midnight Special.
Yeah. But
I don't think Midnight Special lasted 45 seasons. No. So, yeah.
Well, to me, it did. No, you're right, though. It's really cool. It's amazing. And you can get it for free, like over the air, which is another amazing thing. Yeah.
And I think it's sustained amazing quality over the years. I think kind of like what you were saying, Keith, that it goes across different genres, but they always seem to like pick sort of like the best acts, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think
that there's not. I don't know that you could go back in the archives of Austin City Limits and find like clunkers there. You know.
No, and I think Jim, the year that we were down there for South by Southwest, Iggy Pop was doing. Remember that?
That's right.
He was doing like it was Josh Homme and like Iggy Pop were doing like an ACL thing. So, yeah, man.
Cool, I think this season they just started the new season. They've already had Vampire Weekend.
What? Those guys are hacks. Cool. I love it. Is that out there? Is that out?
It was. I think it did air. I think it's on my I think it's on my DVR.
All right, gotta go.
Yes. So
I remember a few years ago I saw Sufjan Stevens on there, that was amazing because I didn't really at that point I didn't really know that much about him, and I was like, this is incredibly cool. Like, it's a great show. It's a great way to experience. You know, it's the next best way to experience live music. Of course, the best way would be to go to the shows, but in terms of a TV show where it's kind of hard to pull that off, I think they do an amazing job.
Yeah, totally.
They really do. And you know what? I will say one last thing. There's a really cool documentary that they did a few years back on one of the anniversaries. It might have been the 40th, and they did a whole behind-the-scenes thing. I believe at the time when I saw it, it was streaming on Amazon Prime, so
you guys might
want to seek that out. There's a 40th anniversary special they did where they had a lot of artists, and that it's not that it's sort of a behind the scenes documentary. I really recommend it. So it's very cool.
Okay, cool.
All right. I would love to see that. Okay, all right. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, guys.
I will call you up. I'm going to be in Grand Rapids. What time is it? 12:30. I'll be there 1:30.
No problem.
Okay.
He's going just to Seattle.
I'm just checking
just leave
to make
me a message.
Sure, yeah. Just checking to make sure you're really issuing that invitation.
All right. I want to ask Keith a couple of quick questions here before we go. Keith, number one question is, how often should people listen to Rock in the Suburbs?
Every day.
Thank you for that. The next question, this is more complete the phrase, really. If people wanted to call the show and they want to leave a message and they get their voice on a future program, and that's totally free. You can do that, but you got to call in. That number would be 612-440-1984. Very good. Thank you for that. People can also email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Of course, be a patron like Keith here. Go to patreon.com/suburbspod and get all that info, and you can be a rock star here like Keith.
We appreciate it, man. We really do. It means a lot to us, and I'm so happy that the community is something you enjoy. I mean, that's kind of not what we planned, but it's kind of developed that way, so it's really cool.
It's fun. What do you guys say? You're going to get to the point where you don't even need to do the show anymore.
That's right.
That's right.
The listeners do
exactly.
It, so.
I mean, I can see Jim and I in a Spanish villa sitting back, getting our toenails clipped, and someone feeding us mangoes while you guys do our show. That's kind of our goal. Don't put that out on the internet, but yeah.
Yeah. It's time to move on to the next episode. So
I didn't pay enough to get my own week, so just an episode.
Yeah, we're going to move on here.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
All right, again, thank you very much, and we are going to leave you with some choice selection from one of the Austin City Limits live records that have come out over the years. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us on the phone or the FaceTime is...
Keith Jacobson, Grand Rapids, thanks, where it's grand.
It is grand. All right. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you
later.
Thanks,
dude.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Got a good job. I work hard for my money. Quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up a pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods doing the boots, scoot, boogie. Heel, toe, dozy, don't come on, baby, let's get boots, scoot. Black, black, jack, baby, need me out back where we can really boogie, boogie. Get down, turn around, go to town, boot, scoot.
Boy, am I doing too much talking here, guys? I feel like this is my show today.
It is your show today.
Well, it's kind of what it is. Good. Yeah. But can right, we good. Work well, on the title Window Rock, by the way? Because we got to do better than that.
Well, next time.